thank you for tuning in to The Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Yes, sir. You gonna know it's Philadelphia. We don't fuck around.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland. It's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
All right, it is The Hub Show, ranting and raving. We are at the American Ale House. The Super Bowl has started. It's underway, as you can hear. We're in the Eagles' nest here in Hagerstown.
Right.
This is nuts, man.
Yeah, they are. They are really excited about these first downs.
They really are.
Right.
Tell you what, the game just started, though.
This is how the game goes, though. This is the pace of the game, right?
So I assume.
The first quarter, they're going to be super excited about every single play that happens.
Yep.
And then it's going to die down. By halftime, everybody's going to be too drunk to cheer.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake will make the difference. We'll see.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Hey, did you see that thing on Twitter? I think JT has a fake Twitter account.
Oh yeah,
right?
I read about
and then
that.
somebody said they'd pay him $100,000 and he'll whip another titty out tonight.
Hey, and that's why we're here at the American Ale House,
right?
49 South Potomac Street.
I don't think another $100,000 for JT would matter anything.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably just show his titty and walk out with the cash. Whatever.
Right.
Hey, we have some shitty weather here in this area in Hagerstown today. Really shitty. Snowing for a couple hours, turned into rain. It's pretty messy out there, so we are awaiting.
It's slushy.
Hopefully, Shea Lewis, the Patriot, will be down here.
There
we go. We are in the Eagles'
They
nest.
Are getting ready to score their first whatever's going to happen.
That's
here.
The sound of dudes when they score.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
That's the sound of scoring, folks. Looks
like they're on the three. I don't know if that's first down or not. Yep, it is a first down. They're getting the touchdown.
Not that we're here to provide color commentary because you'll be hearing this after the fact.
Right.
But, hey, good job.
Right.
Rock on. All right. Yeah. So, Shay should be on her way. We're just making sure. She's some rough weather today. The roads are kind of rough out there. Jameer, the Eagles fan, he should be here any minute now, too. That's why I kind of started this thing late into the game. But you know what? We'll see. We'll get their insight when they get here. They'll be talking some shit.
You know, Gronkowski had his own Showtime special this week.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. Just a horrible.
And you sat through it.
I sat through it was like an hour long. I sat through like 45 minutes of it, and I was just like, all right, I'm going to bed. I couldn't even crack a smile.
Right.
All he talks about is stuff that the Patriots do in the locker room,
right.
And then he takes off his shirt at some point, and all the girls cheer.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his shirt back on, and then he talks about shit about the Patriots locker room. And then he takes his shirt off.
It's a Magic Mike shit? What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's who he thinks he is.
That's more for the ladies, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. Showtime invested in it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, you know, they're riding high on the whole Super Bowl thing.
Yeah.
So, we're at the Eagles' nest. We're in the American Ale House. This is all Eagles, all Philly. I think I've heard the Rocky theme about six times since I've been in here setting up and all that.
Right.
Hurrah the Tiger twice.
I totally forgot that's a Philly song.
I ate a Philly cheesesteak. I mean, hey, I'm trying to blend in, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize the cheesesteaks are Philly. Huh.
I don't know if I eat a Hagerstown cheesesteak. Would you? Oh, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
Come on, you tell me.
Oh, I think it's an incomplete pass.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't hear no cheering. There would have been a whole lot of cheering.
Orgasmic cheer from the bar section.
Right. We're probably gonna get some drunk Eagles fans on.
Oh yeah, this has just gotten started.
Yeah,
they'll be up on the bar top dancing to Justin Timberlake.
Right, and then they're gonna make me fix the bar when it breaks.
Because that's what you do, Chris. Evolutionary design, folks. Chris Canfield.
Horrible.
Yeah, horrible. All right. Well, listen. You know what? There's no point sitting here. You guys are going to know what happens by the time you listen to this, so we're going to check back in with Shay and Jameer, get here, get some insight. In halftime, we got the paper football game, the challenge.
That's right.
Lay the smackdown.
Right.
Because you brought it.
If Shay ain't got it, then I don't know.
Just want to make sure she gets you safe and sound, though. Hey, Hub Show, Rat and Rave, Hagerstown, 49 South Potomac Street, American Ale House. We're down here for Super Bowl Sunday, having a good old time.
I'm about to get my first dollar shot.
There you go. Well, yeah, that's what we're hoping for, too.
Yeah.
And we got the Wagers' name and everything, so we're we're set in stone here. All right, let's do it. We'll be back shortly.
Peace.
Hey, we got Coach Jameer King in the house. He's here. The man of the Eagles has shown up. We're still waiting for Shea.
I don't know where she is. I'm not going to call it cold feet, Jay.
No.
I don't know. We're going to chalk it up to the weather.
I know, right? Let's just hope the best, though. I can't get her on the phone, so we hope, hope it's
all
Shea. Good.
Yes, yeah. Shea. Wish you safe
Come
drive,
on down,
travels.
Man. Don't do it. It ain't worth it if you can't make it.
That's
it's all
right.
good.
Some, I agree.
Some really 100%. Shitty. Probably the shittiest weather of the winter so far happened on the worst day. It happened, right?
The worst day.
The worst day.
We can't even get a snow day.
I know, right? And then boom, on Super Bowl Sunday. I know.
Exactly.
All right, so where are we at?
It is 10-3.
Yep.
And I'm loving it.
You're loving it. The Eagles are up.
Out of my element, man. Eagles are up. I'm at the Ale House. It's 49 South Potomac Street.
That's right.
It is a great environment, man. It is absolutely.
This is the Eagles Nest.
Yes, it is Eagles Nest, and it's bananas, man. I didn't know there was many Eagles fans down here in Maryland.
Yeah, this is the spot. Heather, the owner, she's from Philly, so you know. She's bringing the love down here.
She is, and she's—I don't know how long she's been out of the city, but she's bearing hugs. So we always like to greet with hugs.
Yeah, brotherly love, right?
Brotherly, but city of brotherly love down here below the Mason-Dixon line.
I don't know about Hagerstown, but Philly, right? Yeah. So, what's your assessment so far? I mean, you just walked in, but you saw some good stuff happening.
I did, man. I was listening to it coming in. It was 3-0. I walk in, it's 3-3, and then Nick Foles, man. I'm not. It looks good, man. I just want it to be a good game. I love us for us to come out on top.
Yep.
But I tell you, man, it feels good, man. We got to get to Brady, man. That's what we got to do.
Plenty more insight coming. Coach Jameer King is in the house. Hopefully Shea will be here.
Yes.
She can drop some some Patriots knowledge.
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Nick Foles looks good.
Yep.
And we held him to a field goal. We missed. It's actually 9-3. I missed it. We missed the field goal there, but 9-3, so
all right.
We're holding tight, man. We'll check back in a little later.
We'll check back in. We'll be back.
All right.
Look at my man right now. Look at my man.
There you go.
Over here?
We're in the Eagles' nest here, man. We just scored a touchdown. It's to wrap up the first half here at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Pretty interesting. This place is going ape shit.
Yeah. There's all kinds of green faces everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's green shocks. Everything's green. It's all green, except the money in my pocket.
And the Patriots
the money
are green.
The money in my pocket is turning brown very fast.
21-12. Here's the field goal. Oh, it's good. The field goal is good, too.
Oh, that's the first good kick of the game.
Yep. Maybe. It's been pretty rough.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. Second quarter. Listen to this place. This is the Eagles' nest. American Ale House, Hagerstown, Maryland. Philadelphia is being represented up in here.
Majorly. Yeah.
Jameer is here to represent Philly.
What's up, Jameer?
Nate, what's going on?
Hey,
man?
I know you're happy right
you're
now,
happy.
Jameer.
You got a big ass smile on your face.
Here's the key to success, though. Bill Belichick is a master at going in at halftime and making adjustments.
Yeah, remember last year?
Yeah, I mean.
So we're going to find out what happens.
Yeah, so for me, this feels good, but this isn't the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? So because it's not the fourth quarter, I can't. This feels good, but it ain't over.
It's half the battle, dude.
Yeah. You're getting too messy, but you ain't hard yet.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, shit. That means there's dollar shots coming our way, too.
Yeah.
Dollar shots.
Yes.
Touchdown was scored. Field goal was scored. We're heading in 34 seconds left on the clock, second half. Excuse me, the first half. And
here's the deal. That's still too much time for Tom Brady. That's still too much time for Tom Brady.
Comeback kid, huh? We don't want that.
Second quarter, I don't care. Second quarter, fourth quarter. It doesn't matter to me. That's still too much time for him.
Yeah, man, we gotta get some of these drunk Eagles fans here on the pond at the halftime. So.
Yeah, that's the best time to do it.
Yeah.
That's the key to this. Hey, this is
because I don't think Eagles fans care about JT, right?
No.
We'll see who's watching the screen when that happens. Hey, you. Okay.
I'll be watching it.
It's too much time, man. This is not over.
All right. Hey, here's a bet. I got $5. Says JT is going to bring out Chris Stapleton in the halftime show.
I'm not betting anything.
What, for the whole wardrobe malfunction thing too?
No. Well, it's way too convenient that yesterday he released a song with Chris Stapleton.
Right.
So
it's all promotion.
It's gotta happen.
Right? Here we go.
Hey, really quick, we are 23 seconds. Right. Yeah. We're still plugging away. We probably got on a little too early.
You know what I found out? I hope I never have to get on a microphone in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis?
Because I don't know how to say it.
This guy.
I said, somebody asked me yesterday, they said, where's the Super Bowl at? I said, Minneapolis. Minneapolis? Minneapolis. Minneapolis.
It's an MN.
MN.
You should have just said Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
Minnesota was safe. Hey, the Ale House here at 49 South Potomac Street is an eagle's nest. That's what you're looking at
right now.
This place is my new home. I will be visiting the owner, Heather.
Right? I like this place.
Yeah, I do too. Heather's the owner.
Yeah, we need to get Heather on the mic.
We will get Heather on the mic, but this place is awesome, man.
They got a badass back porch.
They do. And we're still trying to get them.
When summertime rolls around, they open up that bar outside.
The back out deck. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, look what Brady's doing. See, this is still.
All those great summer sports.
Yeah. Baseball.
Yeah, I know.
Baseball.
Yeah, I know.
Did I say baseball?
Hey, what about water polo? Water polo's a summertime sport.
Did I say baseball?
Tennis?
Yeah, the Winter Olympics are coming up, folks.
Yeah, hey, I'm into golf. I like golf.
Wait, you like to play? You like to watch it?
I like to play.
You actually follow it?
Yeah.
Jameer, I love golf.
Yeah?
You follow it like you follow football?
I follow golf.
Like you follow
everything
else? I can
sit down and watch it on Sundays.
Tiger made a comeback.
Tiger, we can thank Tiger for that.
I'm not going to complain. I can't say nothing. To each his own, man.
To each his own.
But, 3 seconds on the clock.
3 seconds. Can Brady pull it off for 3 seconds?
I hope so. Not
Kanye West.
Not the Ale House.
Yeah, Chris 49. Collinsworth, he spells his name wrong. Yeah. It's supposed to be Chris. You can't just cop out on the H.
You're going to tell the man how he spells his name wrong?
Yeah. Of course. There's right and wrong ways to everything, man.
It's his name. 49 South Potomac Street, Ale House.
Hagerstown, Maryland, Hub City.
Hub City.
The
this
Hub
place
show is here.
Is
we're recording this live.
We are.
We're not going to be on live. You'll be hearing us the next day. So
right.
You listen to this.
Yeah. Press play now.
Here we go.
What are we doing?
They're wrapping up the first half.
Let's just it's get 20, out of the first 20, half.
22-12.
22-12.
The Eagles are up. Eagles are dominating this game so far. It's not like last year, though, man.
It's not. But you know.
All right.
Yeah.
And the Eagles fans were having trouble spelling Eagles
earlier. Hey.
They must be sobering up.
I know, right?
Easy over there.
Not enough shots going around here.
Easy over there. Easy.
There goes Belichick.
Right? And we lost that prop bet because he ain't wearing gray.
This is...
So, Jameer, what's your analysis? What's your take?
It's a great 30 minutes.
Yeah?
You know, I'm... But it's
You're
not
stoked.
Over.
No, it's not over. But
I'm stoked.
You know.
Yes, I want it. You know, I want to win. Absolutely. You know, bring the first one back to Philly would be great.
Yeah, right. And you're gonna be up there when if they take this home.
The parade. Yeah, I'm going. I'm going for
You'll
the parade.
You'll be there. Huh? All right.
I'm going for the parade. I'm just worried about the second half. There's never too many points against
All right.
Tom Brady.
How soon after the Super Bowl is the parade?
I think it's Wednesday. I'm quite sure somebody, if you're listening, will tell me. I think it's Wednesday, yeah. Wednesday or Tuesday, but I think it's Wednesday.
So you got a little time.
Okay, 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, all right. It ain't like it's tomorrow.
No.
Okay.
It's not tomorrow. But yeah, so It's a good. I mean, it's a great game. That's what everybody wanted to see.
Well, yeah,
right?
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be tomorrow because the home team has to fly back from Minneapolis. Minneapolis.
Keep practicing that, man.
Yeah, he is practicing.
Keep practicing. A lot of painted faces in this building tonight.
There's a lot of green painted, paint. A lot of green paint.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like part of me's at the link. It is. We just don't have a jail.
Right.
You know, underneath.
Maybe Heather does.
Maybe underneath, but there's a lot of.
She has an upstairs, jerseys. Though.
She does have an upstairs.
Yeah, so, I mean, you never know.
Very nice, very nice
throwing,
upstairs.
You start throwing bottles. Yeah. Minneapolis.
This is a great atmosphere. I would never have thought.
Aren't you glad you came, Jameer?
Here in, as I like to call it, Hagertucky.
Right? Hey, and you had your wins.
I never heard that one before. Hagertucky?
Hagertucky, that we have this many Eagles fans here.
I've heard of Fredneck.
I've heard that before, too.
Yeah.
Hagertucky, Fredneck. There you go. All right.
We've got Carson Wentz jerseys. We've got Brian Dawkins jerseys. We've got Carson Wentz. We've got Chad. We got Ertz. We got just jerseys everywhere, man.
How about this? How about this new Jurassic Park movie?
Oh yeah, we saw the trailer for that.
Shit looked off the chain.
And what we thought was a new Crocodile Dundee movie turned out just to be a commercial to come visit Australia.
I know, really.
What a cock tease, right?
First commercial of the Super Bowl. First commercial of the Super Bowl, and I almost fell off my chair when that Jurassic raptor Park. Ate that guy.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, they actually showed that in the commercial,
right?
Saving the good stuff. It's retarded. Another Mission Impossible movie.
Another Mission Impossible.
And then Dwayne Johnson's Skyscraper.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
That's $3 million right
it's
there.
Gonna be, it's going to be a good year for movies anyways.
At
least a good 3 months.
It needs to be.
Right.
Anyway, let's take a pause for the cost. You can get some people on the mic.
Yeah.
Here, talk up
let me go chase absolutely. Somebody
before,
down.
Before JT takes the stage.
She's throwing out something now.
Yeah, she came out shirts.
Oh, shit.
Hey, over here.
She's literally throwing them.
This is why she put us in the back. We gets none. Look at that.
We gets none.
We gets none. Interesting.
All right.
We'll get her over here.
We will.
We'll get her over and some other people come over here and talk.
22-12.
Let me see if I go run down my boy Dan.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
What do you want on?
All right, we got some Eagles fans here from the pub.
Yes, sir. You gonna know it's Philadelphia. We don't fuck around. Come get you some. It doesn't matter. Fuck you.
Hey,
wow.
All right.
No kidding, man. We're on, dude.
No, you're on.
Oh, it's on.
We're on. Philly don't fuck around. Listen, I ain't gotta tell you. They gonna put fucking Crisco on the fucking stop signs. Whatever fucking poll you want to, and we still going to climb.
Who got this guy?
Hey, this is it, man.
Who got
we're
this guy?
Still, this is your guy. Philly,
we're still
Philly
climb
through
him.
And through.
We're
Philly
still
through.
Climb him.
Philly
you're
through and through like he's been in a city.
You get whatever.
He's not
we're
sharing his mic either.
Yeah.
How
many?
How many?
He's not sharing
his mic. How many beers is that? You think?
Too many. How many shots?
Hey, it don't matter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I can't
Philly
be, don't play
with that. I can't be mad at him. I can't be mad at him.
He got the mic back on.
I can't be mad at him.
I can't
be mad
at him.
Nobody sees him. All right, but hold on. So, how much did you guys bet?
We got 200 straight up.
200 straight
up. 200 straight up.
We are already three.
Just me and him. But check this out. I got a boy. He's a Redskins fan. Check this out. He said, "Oh, Redskins gonna have a better record at the Eagles at the end of the year." I was like, "Suck my dick, bro."
Wow.
You know what I'm
saying?
Here
we go.
Like, listen, check it out.
Walk on, Jameer.
And what happened? Eagles. Listen, Eagles shit on Redskins. You come at me, bro. Come at me. Listen.
It is a podcast, man.
Check it out. So, Eagles. Hey, Eagles. Eagles. Come at them.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at him.
My boy. My boy came at me with the Redskins. He said, $100 bet. I took the $100 bet. You know what I took with it? I took this. I said, look, double or nothing in the Super Bowl. He said, nah, 200 Super Bowl. So,
If the Eagles win,
you're up 400 bones.
I'm up 300.
Oh,
okay.
I'm up 300. If we lose, I owe him 100. You know what I told him? Suck my dick, bro. Because, listen, this is Eagles. Eagles, you come on that shit, we going to take it. Get on that shit.
Hey, dude, the mic's not wireless, dude. Come on, man. Hey, listen, I only have a 3-foot cord on this thing,
out.
Dude.
Check this out. Level
on
my dick, bro.
Hey, so
a lot of dick jokes here.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of dick jokes. Feeling a little
dick talking with
a little bit uncomfortable.
But listen,
on the dick joke,
eagle dick.
No disrespect to nobody. Fuck Dallas. They can suck my dick. Fuck Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are they?
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck Dallas. Always. Fuck them. Hey, Randy Rao.
Did I sign up
I'll
for
make
this?
You famous, bro. Fuck right. You. Fuck you, Randy Rao.
There we go.
You know all right. What I'm saying?
We fuck are live.
We are live.
Up show at the American Ale House.
American Ale House.
49 South Potomac, Hagerstown, Maryland.
I'm getting like a shower and all.
Eagles are winning.
Eagles are winning.
Obviously.
22-12, and I just got bathed.
Got Mike Vick on.
I do.
I got Chris Long. I feel it. God. You ain't fucking with my dude. You
all right.
Get it. You're going to get what you're going to get on this motherfucking mic, boy.
Yeah.
I feel you. Hey. Hey, he's
all
done.
Right,
hey, that
yeah.
Was, look, that's all it
all
took.
Right, man. Appreciate it, dude.
Thank you, man.
Hey, no problem, man. Good but job, hey, man. That's what a I'm podcast is all about. Yeah, look at him. Look at
that.
Jeez.
I don't play around. Put me on the motherfucking mic.
We just did. You wrapped it up. Yeah. You almost pulled the mic out.
No.
You almost shut it down.
More.
Anybody else want to talk up the Eagles here? You want to talk up the Eagles? Dude, you just take the mic. Just don't spit at me, please. And don't walk away with the microphone like he tried to do. You can hold it, too, if you like. It's fine, dude. But, just, you know, don't be rough. Be nice to my equipment there, buddy.
I'll be.
Wait, what's your name, dude?
My name's Garrick, man. How you doing?
All right, Garrick, you're the one with the Vic shirt, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one, yeah,
we got two Vic jerseys on right now.
We got two Vic jerseys going on right now.
That's going on right now. What's up, Garrick? It's good.
All
right. Good.
Yes, sir. So what you all feel, we got, you, we all we need, right?
All we got, all we need. How you feel about the first? How you feel about the first half?
Man, I feel great about the first half. I feel like we could have done a little bit better. We could have been a little smarter. But, you know, I feel like we were up-tempo enough. We set the tempo the way we needed to against the Patriots team that we're facing. You know, I felt like, you know, we were coming into, you know, a dynasty that was just like, you know, this is just another game for us, and this is the first game for Philly. And Philly came out, and they just proved that.
You're making some history, dude. You're making some history,
they just proved that they're making history. That's exactly right, man. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Well, all right, awesome, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you grabbing the mic and dropping some science here. Let's see how you feel in about another hour or two.
Hey,
see
easy,
what happens. I'm just saying. Might be having different conversations.
Easy.
We might be having a different conversation.
Hey, I want to take this pleasure right now. I want to introduce the owner.
Yeah.
Come on, Heather. Heather, put your headphones on.
So you can hear yourself.
There we go.
There you go. All right.
It
yeah.
is a pleasure to introduce Heather. She's the owner, operating
Heather
owner.
Heather from the American Ale House here
American
in Hagerstown.
That's right.
What's going on, Heather? No, you lost for words. How's your evening, Heather?
My evening is fucking fantastic.
This is going great. Don't worry about it. Trust me, the guy that was sitting there before you, he set the bar.
He set the bar really, really high. And
despite the weather outside, whatnot, a good time here in the Marinette House.
Great turnout, yeah, great turnout.
I'm very proud of you for pulling this off. And
we got a big family here. We got a huge Philadelphia love going on.
Yeah, this is the Eagles nest, right?
Heather, I never knew. I've been here since 98, and I never knew that there was this many Eagles fans locally.
Either did I.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, three months ago when I said I opened a bar, everyone said, you're opening an Eagles bar, and I said, yeah. And they said, you know, there's not a lot of Eagles fans in town.
There you go. Yeah.
I've been here, and I tell you, maybe because we haven't been winning, I don't see that many, but it is amazing below the Mason-Dixon. And from you from Bucks County, me from Delaware County, you know, we don't get many games on unless it's nationally televised, you know what I mean? So let you know, this is my new home. Food's great. Come down to 49 South Potomac Street, American Ale House.
Good food, good drinks, good times.
Everything looks nice. Like, there's Eagles jerseys all on the wall.
Yeah, there was an inflatable, but...
Where did the inflatable go?
It just went... It wouldn't come back up. It went down.
We're like the underground speakeasy, the Philadelphia.
Too many drinks before the game, man. Yeah.
Just make sure nobody poked a hole in it.
We're gonna have to start some shit if someone.
Yes, right.
So tell me, do you have any future plans? I know you got the deck out back.
Yep.
So that'll be open up during the summertime.
Yeah.
Great. Any specials throughout the week?
So typically our specials actually are almost cheaper than most people's happy hours. So we have, $2 domestic drafts.
Okay.
We do 50% off for all military, police officers, firefighters, EMS.
That's a good
every
look.
Every Wednesday.
Yep.
That's a good look.
Yeah. So we typically our specials are cheaper
every night,
than most.
Right?
Yeah. What our regular prices. So when we opened this bar, we wanted to create a place that had good food, good service, and good prices.
Well,
and you did.
Good time. You did.
Sexy back.
Oh, Chris is watching Justin Timberlake. Look at him.
Justin Timberlake, JT. Well, yeah. Listen, I had wings, cheese fries. If you know me, if you're listening and you know me, the wings were fantastic.
Hey, I will say, though, our cheesesteaks, our chicken cheesesteaks, our buffalo chicken cheesesteaks.
Philly cheesesteak was on.
All our wing sauces, they all come from Philadelphia. So I actually go home, I pick them all up, and I bring them all back here.
See? Imported. They're imported from over the border.
They are. So these are authentic.
All right, there you go.
See, that makes it real. Everybody thinks Philly's like, how far is Philly?
You, Chris.
5 hours away? No, it's 2.5 hours away.
Yeah,
there in 2.5 hours. Just stay off the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
But, I mean, we got all these Pittsburgh bars. I mean, it's the same amount of distance. We're closer.
I agree. Right. Pittsburgh's 3 hours. We're 2.5 hours. You're absolutely right.
It's only a matter of time. So we opened the day the NFL started.
Wow.
So I kind of set that up that way.
Yeah,
it was
strategically.
Common.
That's smart. Yeah.
Everyone said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Watch us make it to the Super Bowl.
It's a pub. It's a sports bar.
Absolutely.
So after this basketball season.
Of course.
And the hockey.
We're more like a lounge with sports TVs, but
I love it, though. I'm serious. It is a lounge area.
Yeah, we're in the lounge
tables.
Area.
We are in the lounge
we're
area.
We're in the VIP section.
We like to call it the VIP.
It's more like a big family here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we all kind of. Everybody here likes to shoot the shit, hang out, and
that's what we're doing.
All about a good time.
That's right. The Hub Show, that's what we're all about right here in Hagerstown. And Ale House, hopefully we can make this happen again sometime.
Yeah, definitely,
great.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming out, guys.
Thanks for coming
for
on,
us.
Heather, and good job on the game tonight and all the good stuff.
I'm no longer.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard, but so we have myself included, but we have a couple customers who said if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, we're getting tattoos. So
we as in everyone in the building?
Oh.
No, there's a couple customers who made this claim, and apparently I did too on the news station. So looks like we're going to be, when we win the Super Bowl, we are going to bring some tattoo artists here and get a lot of
Eagles
tattoos.
You must have heard that I'm getting one as well, too.
See, there we go.
I said that, about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago?
You did.
I'm like against tattoos, but I said I'm going to get an Eagles tattoo, hold an American flag, American Ale House flag in his mouth. And
where are you going to put it?
I haven't decided that yet.
Okay.
You should let your customers decide where you get your tattoo.
That would not be.
Yeah, there you go.
But we said, maybe we just have a big tattoo party. Get a bunch of tattoo artists come in here, and everybody, all Eagles fans, just get all our tattoos.
If you win the raffle, you get to pick Heather's tattoo location.
That could be dangerous.
That could be.
Well, hey, listen, you've got a customer now. I'm officially going to leave the other spot over there. And start hanging out over here. So I appreciate you. Eagles fans,
so
we appreciate
much,
you.
Absolutely, Heather.
All right.
Thank you.
See you guys.
All right.
All right. I think we get Chris's attention. He's too busy watching JT.
Let's get them shots going. What?
Oh, man. You hand the mic to that one dude with the green face. The missing link.
Right?
What are you
he was
doing?
Like, suck my dick.
We know. He was spitting at me and Jameer over here.
trying to
walk away with the microphone.
Yeah, he's like Shamu, man. You got to watch out. You get sprayed in the first three rows.
I'm trying to treat you like the bouncer. Hey, man, watch this guy. You just look over here.
JT, what's going on, JT?
Oh, JT's fucking kicking it, man. JT's my man.
Yeah, you'll get more color commentary on this from Chris than you will the whole game.
Right, I got the new album came out yesterday. I done listened to it like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah,
shit's on repeat.
You notice the timing of that?
I'm telling you.
Good marketing, right?
I'm telling you, yeah. You know, I like JT back when JT became JT, but everybody else was like, oh, no, he's gay. And then he whipped Janet's titty out at the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden everybody was like, oh, he's awesome. I was like, I told you he was fucking awesome from the beginning.
He's still gay, though.
What? Nothing. No, he ain't gay. Come on, man.
Why are you defending him so hard?
He's not gay.
Why are you defending him so hard?
He's not
because
gay.
Because he was banging Britney. He was banging Britney at one point.
Eric, what's going on, Eric? What's going on, JT?
And then he wrote that song. He was like, cry me a river.
Who else is going to be singing with him tonight? You think it's who?
Oh, Chris Stapleton's got to be coming out here eventually.
Okay.
I don't know, but he's pretty deep. into it. He
the last Super Bowl halftime show I liked was when the was when Bruno Mars came out a couple years ago, and then the Chili Peppers were out there with him. That was off the chart.
That was cool.
I love that shit. I love the Chili Peppers.
Tell me about Bruno Mars.
Huh,
all right.
What about him?
Well, he came out with one song like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And it's been, what, number one on the charts for the past decade?
Something like that. whatever,
like,
man.
When is the top 40 going to rotate?
I don't know. Look at Rihanna.
I think he's won like five Grammys or six Grammys off the same song
probably.
4 years in a row.
Well, whatever.
You can't just have the same song
he's
every.
Bruno Mars, man. That's how shallow and hollow the music industry has become. It doesn't.
Right?
You got Rihanna and Bruno Mars is still running things.
He comes out with one song and it brings him 4 years of Grammys.
See that, Jameer? Oh, here we go. The Rocky music's playing.
Uh
oh. Oh, there's the Prince cover.
Yeah,
there's the Prince
they
cover.
They turned off the JT and put on the
Bill
Cosby music.
The whole city's turning purple. Oh shit! The whole city's in on it.
Come on, man.
Listen to that Rocky music. I love Rocky.
Well, they done turned off the halftime show.
Yeah.
This is when he's singing Easter on Purple Rain right now, and we can't even hear Purple Rain because Eye of the Tigers play.
Wait, Jameer, you're a Philly dude, right?
I am a Philly. Yeah, come
yeah,
on,
so
man.
I'm saying you're from Philly, right?
Right, exactly.
So is Rocky the shit or what?
I
can watch it
over
I could
and
too.
Over
all
and
of them.
Over again.
The
all
last
of them.
One, Creed,
did you
was
hear,
all of them.
Did you hear about Creed 2?
Yeah, he's going to be
I did.
Drago's son, man.
Drago's son.
Come on, man.
Yeah. What? All those
like, you never can get tired of watching Rocky.
It's the same formula. It's the same thing, but it's all feel good, you know what I mean?
And it's always the what? The underdog.
Always. Always.
Always. The underdog always wins.
Always.
No, not always wins. He didn't win the first one.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Creed didn't win in Creed.
Yeah.
In the end.
No, and then didn't Apollo beat him?
Yeah. You never know
Apollo
what's going to happen.
Won.
Apollo.
You never know what's going to happen at the end of Rocky.
Right. And then, and then Rocky 2, he only beat him by a second. Very controversial. When in boxing history has that ever happened?
You know, this is.
Oh man, JT is just ripping it up.
If we got paid for this would be like taking candy from a baby.
Hey, you know what? Maybe. Who knows, right?
Got my boy. Look at that.
My boy Terrence Moore's in the house. Rod Irish in the house. They helped put together this whole shindig down here at the American Ale House. We had Heather on. That was cool.
Look. You can see Justin Timberlake from the space station.
I know.
From the international space station.
Justin Timberlake's performing. There's still Chan Eagle stuff in here, man. This place is off the chart.
It is, man. A lot of people taking a smoke break, but it feels...
Somebody took my mic stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It may be the guy with the green painted face that had a whole lot of...
I only heard about half of it. I'm going to have to tune in to hear the other half.
We may edit that, won't we, Jeff?
It sounded like good radio to me.
Was that good radio, Jay?
Great radio, man. What about that guy?
Yeah.
No, man. He was spitting at us, dude.
Oh, shit. Oh, there's something to do with the Eagles. Eagles tattooed above his belly button.
He almost had a tramp stamp on his belly button.
He had an Eagles tramp stamp on his
Eagles
belly button.
He had an Eagles tramp stamp on his belly button.
Huh?
Oh, in Hagerstown.
At least I can hear you.
Here we go.
Wow. That dude just pushed his belly up against the window. Where's he heading? Oh, he's just smoking a cigarette. He's coming back in. We're going to put that guy on the mic next.
No, we're not.
This is interesting. We're listening to Eye of the Tiger and watching Justin Timberlake.
You came in awful quick on that one.
Pretty cool. Yeah, you know, we used to do that when I was a kid. My brother's 4 years older than me, so like when I watch Sesame Street, he would turn Sesame Street down, turn AC/DC on, and watch Big Bird sing Back in Black. Oh, here's back. The spitter.
I'm gonna play
see
ignorant.
You. What's up?
I'm gonna,
you
I'm
see
gonna,
me?
I'm gonna play ignorant.
I see you.
We see you. We see you in the window.
Guess what? Eagles? You know what?
I can't finish the sentence.
You know what, man? I don't give a fuck who you are.
He's back.
We've been waiting for this for 12 motherfucking years.
There we go.
I've been waiting for this shit for 22 years.
How old are you?
You know what I'm saying?
22.
He's 21.
Hold my dick, bitch.
All right.
You ain't catching us.
Yeah. The spirit. Wow. The Eagle
there
spirit
it is.
Eagle spirit is alive.
There it is.
American Ale House.
Check the defense out.
Fly.
We're shutting you down.
Eagles fly.
There's always one.
Jameer, were you tempted to paint your face before you came in here?
On the road to victory.
to it.
Fight, fight,
wow,
fight.
These guys. It's only halftime. It's only halftime, Chris.
I know, right? We got a long ways to go. We got a long ways to go. We're going to find out what happens in the next
five minutes. You cook yourself, bitch. Right.
We're going to find out what happens at the end of this game.
I'm glad you don't do that, Jameer.
Wow.
I mean, you might feel like doing it, but I'm glad you don't do it.
Hey, is this why you don't come out in public?
This is exactly why I watch the game from home.
In the comfort of your own home.
In the comfort of my own home, I tend to watch these games, and this is why.
Yeah.
Guys hugging up one you've never known before. Spitting in your face all
night. It's entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was rough.
You know, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Finger painting eagles on their bellies and stuff.
Hagerstown's a wild place.
Hagertucky.
Yeah. Hagertucky, then you throw in a few Eagles fans, you just never know.
We know how to throw them back around here.
if someone gets thrown inside here, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, right.
Is the Eagles going to get it done or not?
You tell us.
You're hearing the Giants gear.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Giants fan because you know why? I'm representing the NFC right now.
I'm
going with my NFC. But at the end of the day, Tom Brady is the Ghost Rider. He sold his soul to the devil last season to win that Super Bowl. He came back at the end of the fucking game and scored, how many points? Right. And won a Super Bowl. He might do the same thing because devil ain't cash in yet.
No.
Devil definitely did not cash in yet.
Not yet.
So Tom Brady was praying. He was just praying again. So at the end of the day, the Eagles don't get it done.
Right.
Giants will always be the only motherfuckers that beat Tom Brady.
There you go.
This is the Ghost
right,
Rider.
Right, Jameer? Is that right?
He said it.
He said it.
Yeah.
Only one that has beat the Patriots. At the end of the day, get it done. If you don't get it done tonight,
and if they don't,
which I did all season, it really doesn't matter.
That's a very true statement.
Get it done for Carson Wentz.
That's a true statement.
All right.
Get it done for Carson Wentz.
The emotions are high.
Get it done for Carson Wentz.
The emotions are high.
And they're not even Eagles fans.
I like this guy, though.
We got a whole new perspective on the game now.
I like this guy.
What's up, cousin? What's up?
This guy's like, he's silent. Did you lose your voice?
His voice is gone. He lost his voice.
Really? I thought he was doing a whole halftime.
Not even halftime.
His voice is gone
and it's halftime.
I thought he was doing a performance.
Voice
for a
is
second
gone in his halftime.
Pounding his chest with the green face.
Now they clapping up a storm.
I tell you what.
You know what? The green face paint store has got to be running low.
Wow. Huh? Whoever finger painted the eagles on his belly too. Whatever.
I bet you. Did you think that was a legit tattoo?
I'm sure it was, but still.
That's crazy.
It would have been funny if he was there all night tonight, upside down, trying to write eagles on his belly with some finger paint.
Like if I was a tattoo artist and somebody came in the store and said they wanted that, I'd be like. Are you sure? Are you sure
again,
you want this?
Again, if the Eagles win tonight, we have a whole other half to go. Jameer, Heather, they're getting tattoos.
What's going on, Topper?
I don't think having a tramp stamp above your belly button. I don't think that has anything to do with winning a Super Bowl.
Chris, if
they do win the Super Bowl, that's still not going to be a valid tattoo.
Chris, do you have any tattoos?
No, I do not.
Me neither. How about you? You got any tattoos?
Yeah, I have a couple.
Oh. Okay.
A couple of places you're never going to see.
I mean, I've got one on my arm, and I mean, I got a small one.
Oh, look at that.
Put one on the inside of my
Heather's
left
back.
Ass
cheek.
Heather's back.
She's
doing
some
shots with Chris.
Shots.
Let me hear the clink. Put the mic up there. Let me hear the clink.
That's the owner.
Here we go.
That's the owner.
My first time.
Your first time? Won't be my last.
Besides last week. Yeah.
We're loving it.
So here, the main reason why I wear a Vic jersey is. One cool fact about him was, you know, when
bottoms
he filed
up,
bankruptcy,
baby.
He paid all of his money back. He paid all of his money back.
I've been a fan of his in college.
Yeah.
And so when he...
She's had enough of the mic.
When the Falcons NFC Championship game...
This guy, I like this guy with no voice. He's the best fan in the building.
Right?
Face painted, lost his voice.
We go with all the
doing the whole mime impersonation here.
And then we went on there like...
I know, right? Should have bought stock in green paint.
Yeah.
We zipped up all our shit and we're like...
At least in Hagerstown. In Philadelphia too, I can imagine.
Or Crisco. Could have bought stock in Crisco.
They're bad. They threw batteries.
That's
going to
be all over the polls.
All right, you know what? We're going to.
It was a good time.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. We'll come back as we get into the middle of the second half. See where we're at after the third quarter.
That fireball's got my gut bubbling.
This guy.
Hey, but you know what? You know why Shay didn't show up? Because she was afraid of my halftime paper football game.
I know. Here it is.
You fear the paper football game, Shay.
Paper football is right here.
Right there. And, it's in my hand. I had it folded up and everything. I had it weighted. I put a quarter in it. I had one side that was licked so that it would stick to the table. I pulled out all the Brady stops on the paper football, and she didn't show up.
Well, we hope she's well.
I do too. I don't know what's going on. We'll find out though.
Hey, really quick, 22 to 12, right?
22 to 12. Yep.
Philadelphia's up at half.
Yep.
The question is what will Tom Brady
pull off
the second half?
What's Belichick
what
got?
Will Belichick have up his sleeve?
Before we get off here, how much value? Everybody says, what will Tom Brady put off? What about the rest of the team? Why does he hold all the value?
It's Tom Brady.
He holds all the value.
Tom Brady.
He holds every card.
Would you bet against Tom
Brady? Every card in the game he holds?
He's the dealer. Would you bet against Tom Brady?
I wouldn't bet against him, but I'm saying there's offensive coaches, there's defensive coaches. There's Belichick. There's a whole lot of other factors.
Tom Brady touches the ball almost every snap. Him in the center.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right, we'll see.
We're coming up second half. We'll see you after the third quarter, see where we're at.
Hub Show, we'll be right back.
American Ale House, Hagerstown.
Peace.
All right, Hub Show, we're back. We're in the fourth quarter now. It is 29-26. Eagles are up still. Jameer is on the edge of his seat.
This is too
It's been a roller coaster.
Is that a small chair or is your ass big?
My ass is big. But this is still too close. This will make it six.
Yeah.
Nobody's really kicked the ball well this game.
I know, right? It's coming down. It's going to come down to the wire, but I don't think I'm getting my 10 points that I was wanting.
God, this is a poke, too. Good Lord.
I really wanted that plus 10, baby.
And it's good. We needed that.
It's good.
Oh, we needed that.
That brings you up to 32. And if New England comes
back.
There's
a flag.
A flag on a kick? All right.
Come on, no. If it's against Tom Brady, threw the flag? If it's against
Tom Brady actually grabbed the flag out of the ref's shoulder and threw it out there.
Hey, we'll take it. We're not going to. Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it.
That was two thumbs down. Two thumbs down the ref gave that. I wish I had more hands so I could give that play four thumbs down.
Jay, I don't know how you got hooked up with this spot, but it's awesome, dude.
It's a good spot. And yeah, it's right down the street from our spot.
Absolutely.
We're on South Potomac here.
All your meetings should be held here.
Right.
No.
Loving this place.
No. Yeah. we're the CBS special. You know, we come on every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
Like Charlie Brown's Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
That's only once a year.
Well, you know what I mean, though? Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, like Saturday mornings, you know?
Every Saturday morning.
When the veggies used to dance in the refrigerator.
Or like
I don't know what
like
Saturday morning cartoons you watch, Chris.
You don't remember that shit? Nobody, I have brought this up to a ton of people.
What?
And nobody remembers Saturday morning cartoons when they used to have the commercial where the veggies used to dance in the fridge. They used to tell you to brush your teeth and shit like that.
As much as I would hate to disagree with you right now because you are secretly rooting for the Patriots, I can honestly say that I do.
You remember that?
I do remember that.
Good.
But once again, this place is awesome.
It is awesome. Although me and Chris were making an observation, we were waiting to use the men's room and the women's room. Apparently no one cares about gender here. There's a hole in the women's room, the women's bathroom door.
Yeah. It looks like the Incredible Hulk was
trying
to.
There's a half a hole in the men's room door.
It's like the Incredible Hulk was trying to use the bathroom. Somebody busted down the doors, both the doors.
Maybe Heather had
Is it on purpose?
An aggressive employee or something, huh?
On purpose or just?
Well, I don't know. It's just there. I mean, I don't know the history of it.
So you're telling me we can look into the women's bathroom?
No, not a whole like that, but you could tell someone tried to put their fist through it.
You know, I was in R&K Pub right across the street from here shooting pool last week. And there was an eight ball stuck in the wall. I said, what is this about? And then the guy who I beat said, well,
Nice plug, by the way, the guy that I beat.
Yeah, the guy that I beat said, well, somebody was in here and they threw a bigger temper tantrum than me. So they picked up a ball and chucked it into the wall. And there was a hole in the drywall the size of a ball, and they just stuck the 8-ball in there for decoration.
Oh, cool. Wow. Heather should do that.
Right?
How many 8-balls does she need?
Yeah. 9 balls deep.
Not enough. 9 balls deep.
If she gets too many 8-balls, she'd be dead. That's how it rolls in Eggerstown.
This game's too close, by the way.
For the record, Chris has $70 riding on this game in favor of the Patriots.
Right? Patriots by 10.
Now,
by 10.
Now he tells you, Jameer.
Now he wants to tell me.
In the fourth quarter.
God, I was what a horrible bet. What was I thinking?
I don't know, but we met a week ago, but he was completely like Switzerland, right?
Yeah. Well, we were going to wear referee shirts in here, but that wasn't going to fly very well.
Now all of a sudden he's going to be $70 short.
I thought I was in for the money. You know, I thought, yeah.
Here's a pleasant treat.
I should have just bet on him clean.
You should have. Our Eagles fans have calmed down tremendously, or they've had to go home because the Uber showed up.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, where's our guy?
Or they're laying on the sidewalk.
Or something.
I keep making a joke about it, but one dude that has his face painted green has got he lost his voice earlier in the evening.
He did.
So he's been running around just mouthing everything.
Yes. It's kind of weird.
He's doing a whole big mime routine watching this.
And every time you see him, he has a little bit less green paint on his face.
Right over there.
Now, I don't know where the paint is going, but every time you see him, it's like a little bit less.
He's probably just smearing his face against the wall or something.
It's sweating off. He's sweating it off.
Yeah, right.
Like the Incredible Hulk.
I see a lot of casual, relaxed fans now. We're in the fourth quarter.
Right, yeah, everybody's. It's becoming a solemn.
This is Brady's time. And listen, I'm quiet now.
Jameer's still on the fence, huh, Jameer?
Yeah, I mean, I want us to win. I just.
You're not going to. Until the end, right?
Until the end. Fourth quarter, 0-0. Never say never. I mean, we're playing really good. I mean, we've had one turnover.
Right.
You know, we've really not played bad at all.
Right. And I lost $5 on that turnover, too.
And now we just can't get complacent.
I know, right? I leave here a poor man.
I mean, here's the deal. Nick Foles is 20 for 33. Uh-huh. He's thrown for 308 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not having a bad game at all. Now Brady's 19 for 32 and he's thrown for over 400 yards.
All right, I have to comment. What is this with Belichick's sweater?
It's common.
It looked like it was a long sleeve sweater at one point, and then he like Daisy Duked it.
No, I don't know.
And he like just took some scissors and cut the sleeves off of it.
I mean, Blunt's rushed for 83 yards.
I mean, does his elbows not get cold?
I don't know.
Is that what the deal is?
They're tackling, which is good. Aguilar's rushed for 9. Ajayi's rushed for 50. I mean, so we're able to move the football. It's a really good game. I mean, I can't.
All right, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Uh-huh.
I think that the weakest part of football, as far as the rules are concerned, has to be the first down that we're still measuring it with big sticks and chains. Right? We have laser technology. We have all this. We got all this stuff, and we're still got these guys out here with sticks and chains.
Keeping it simple.
And they're just moving up and down the field.
They are literally just
like okay. When it comes down to inches, right? When they move the chains from the sidelines to the center of the field, and they're calling the ball on inches? Is this really accurate?
No.
It's not accurate at all, right?
It's not. But it's been that way forever. Well, it's not going to change.
It has to change. It's going to change.
It's, I mean, okay. It's kind of like having CD players in your car.
Right.
We cannot let Tom, Brady, Pat, the...
What happened? He stripped the ball.
No, he
didn't.
They blew it dead. Which is crazy.
Tamir's nervous.
No, they just... Just watch the play. Here we go. There's holding there. We won't call that. Good. We won't call that. Good. Look at that. We won't do that. Okay.
All right.
Yep. And then he makes the catch.
All right. You ever notice how big and lanky these Patriots are? These guys are like 7 foot tall, 280 pounds, every single one of them. It's crazy.
We're tackling, but God, we're giving up a chunk of yards.
It's like a whole team full of Bill Braskies.
This is about the time when I say goodnight. Listen to the game on the radio.
Oh, really? Is that how you handle every year?
In the privacy of my car.
But wait, every year the Super Bowl? I mean, the first time the Eagles have been here in how long?
Since 2004.
You got to hang in. You got to hang in.
Come on, man.
Listen.
You got 10 minutes to go.
That's the problem.
And the Patriots are up.
That's the problem. No. The Patriots are not up.
Well, they're going to be here in a minute.
Easy, Tiger.
Second and one.
This Heather woman is phenomenal.
Oh, I love you,
phenomenal.
Baby.
She's hooking you up, Chris.
If I drank, my
name's anything you want to call me, baby. Look at that. You pulled yourself a double.
There is a guy.
Call him Mr. Wood.
Oh, hey, my shot glass has a meniscus on it. And for you science freaks.
Carpenter.
For you Bill Nye freaks, there's a meniscus on my shot glass. Huh?
There's a god.
Regardless.
Here's the victory, regardless.
Victory!
Easy. Hey, easy.
Right, I'm turning into DJ.
All right, we're down to the wire here. Fourth quarter, Super Bowl. New England's up by 1 point. It's 33-32. 2 minutes, 37 seconds to go.
Grunk looks about as... He looks about as bad as he did after his Showtime special.
We told Jameer, you don't have to talk about this right now. Just stay in your zone, dude. Stay in the zone.
Oh, God.
Too much.
You know what?
Time.
You know what? At this point, I'm gonna lose my money. So I might as well root for the Eagles.
Well, yeah, I'm not the underdog.
Let's go. Fly, Eagles, fly. I already lost my fucking $70. Who gives a fuck?
On the road to victory.
I'm out. All right.
Yes.
You know what? Brady doesn't have five fingers on his hand anyways, or six fingers. He doesn't have six fingers.
Well, I think what we're doing now is
he doesn't have enough fingers to hold the rings.
We're forcing New England to burn timeouts.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So now they're down to one timeout. Philadelphia has two. Two timeouts.
Yeah, you're under. Okay, all
2:30,
right.
2:30. So
I understand the pressure you're putting on them.
So I mean, just a little football talk amongst the podcast talk within itself. I mean, I just think it's we second and seven. You know, we just need a field goal. Oh, we're going for it. We're going for
get
it.
Get it.
No.
Doug Peterson. Yeah,
this is where the game gets long.
He's right. It's a long
This 2 minutes are going to turn into an hour.
This two right. minutes and 37 seconds
still
will
like
be
27
about.
More commercials to go.
Absolutely.
Right.
Here we go.
Make sure that it's incomplete and not picked off.
Actually, I think all the good commercials were burnt on movies this year, weren't they?
Pretty much.
Minus the Doritos commercial.
Yeah, the Doritos Mountain Dew thing.
That's about the only thing that I did see while here at the Ale House on 49 South Potomac Street. Did I plug that already?
I think so.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, good.
And that guy's
just in case, 49 South Potomac Street, Hagerstown.
That guy's last name was Guy.
Touchdown, Philadelphia.
Welcome to the Ale House.
Welcome to the Ale House. Philadelphia is alive.
Yeah. There goes all the money just floating away out of my pocket. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get some trained moths, and I'm going to make them live in my wallet. And every time I open up my wallet, the moths are going to fly out, and then they're going to make a loop and fly back into my wallet.
Really? You score a touchdown, you think about moths?
Oh, my God. Wow. Did you see that?
There's still too much
Did
time.
You see that?
Yeah.
He, like, rolled, lost the ball, and then caught it again.
I like how Jameer is still playing caution here.
He's all solemn and shit.
He is, man.
Yeah, I have to be, man.
I hear you.
I have to be.
Hey, there's a fire in Hagerstown. The lights just came on.
Yeah.
Until it's over, this is how it's got to be for me.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Listen, Tom Brady, there's a lot of time left.
I know, right? It's tense.
Yeah, it's tense. They've got one timeout.
Look at this. He rolls it, throws it in the air, catches it again.
Oh, he just got on the bandwagon over there. He just jumped on because he lost some money.
I don't think you were wearing that hoodie before, were you?
He's had this hoodie on all night.
I think it says Patriots on the inside, and he just flipped it inside
never
out.
Never that. 22.
Yeah, good bet. Yeah, whatever, man.
That's what I'm talking about. This is it.
Leave me in the poorhouse. It's fine.
That's right. The only one in the NFC East that doesn't have a trophy. Let's go. Everybody's getting tatted on their body because we may not see it again, Jack.
I hear you, man.
We may not
see
it again.
So, Jameer, where are you putting your tattoo?
Right forearm.
Say it again.
Right forearm. Right.
He looked up to the sky for a second.
Eagle tattoo.
He had to think about it.
Eagle tattoo to probably the Super Bowl. Okay. 52. Yeah.
Forearm though. That's a good spot. That's all right spot.
I want to see it.
That's better than that belly button tramp stamp we saw earlier.
That was finger paints.
Yeah. No finger painting Eagles tattoos.
Yeah. Inside your left butt cheek.
No.
No, the right butt cheek.
Might as well just say nine balls deep, right?
That's it, man. That's what Chris has tattooed on his.
That's right. I got the logo right by the hole.
Long run on the short pier.
I know.
It's a touchdown, man.
Well,
the ground
that's how I wanted this podcast. We captured that in the moment. Wow.
In the moment, man.
That is an amazing fucking play.
We're blowing the levels with this place.
That is an amazing play.
It's crazy, man.
It's funny, the sirens outside, the lights went on as the touchdown was
being done. Touchdown, right?
Like, right?
I think the fire department is celebrating as well.
I hope so.
I hope that's all it is.
The firehouse is like a block from here, isn't it?
Not even, just a few doors down.
Yeah, a couple doors down.
I lost money on the color of Bill Belichick's sweater. I lost money on JT bringing out
Jimmy,
Chris Stapleton.
That roaring sound that you hear means that the Eagles touchdown has been
confirmed. I lost money on
field,
New England by
and
10.
And that means now Philadelphia's up.
I never had any
38
doubt.
38 to 33. It was never any doubt here, but then when the ball comes
just
loose,
just to be sure, right?
Yeah, it has to be sure.
Never any doubt,
my
ass.
2 minutes, 21 seconds
Have you
left.
Heard your own voice on this podcast? Never any doubt, my ass.
Did I say that?
Listen. You're like, oh yeah. I thought the Eagles had it all the way.
No. Oh, he caught it. Like you said, he caught it twice.
Hey,
didn't
you still have two long minutes to
we
go
have
here.
Two long minutes, and we're
38 to 33.
And we're going for two right now.
Why would you go for the two?
Because we need seven.
Oh, there we go.
It's incomplete.
Nope.
Oh no. And the shit talking starts. Here it goes.
Yeah.
End game. 40-38, New England.
Here's the scary part. New England just has the 2-minute warning for a timeout. That's a lot of time we've left.
Right.
We've left New England.
To use. Yeah.
I would have preferred we just ran the ball up the gut.
Oh, and the field goal. The DirecTV signal is going out.
It's crashing.
Wow.
This is like when I saw the premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Watch the furniture.
They crashed the HBO app.
Oh, man. 2 minutes left in the game, and the DirecTV goes off.
And the last time I saw Conor McGregor. I think Conor McGregor crashed the UFC
you know,
app
though, we could
last
be,
time
oh,
I watched
they put it.
It
back. We could be assholes and watch it on my cell phone here.
Right.
On YouTube, I think it's showing it, man.
All right.
Look at that kick.
Yeah.
Down. I'm telling you, the kickers, they got a fucking foot these days, huh?
They do.
How long was that kick?
2 minutes too long. 2 minutes and 21 seconds.
To go. It's a long time, man.
All right. So the field's 100 feet, 100 yards long.
You're kicking it from the 25.
They're kicking it from the 25. That was
75 yards.
70? No, 78. 780. That was an 80-yard kick.
In your sports mind, what's going on in Tom Brady's head?
I can't
head?
Even
what's
drive a
on?
Golf ball that far.
What's going on in Bill Belichick's head right now?
I have no idea.
What do you think?
For me?
Yeah. I mean, you're happy, I know, but I mean.
They don't. I mean, they're
this gonna, isn't last year's game, obviously.
No, they're going to play their style. They're going to short pass, no play action. There's
right.
a short pass there. They're going to get out of bounds, stop the clock.
Yes.
They're gonna dump everything.
Play the sidelines
with Gronk. Gronk's gonna catch everything.
Smart move.
Yeah, they're just gonna run and nickel and dime us. But I mean, they've got to score a touchdown. So for us, it's tough. I mean, it's gonna be. We've got to get to Brady, and I don't know if we're gonna get to Brady. I think we've got to have
right.
some type of pressure to get to him to make him uncomfortable. We give him time. It's
2 minutes, 16 seconds. Yep.
You got to play the sidelines.
See what's up their
keep
sleeve,
the clock
though,
running
man.
Slow.
And they're not. You can see they're not running the ball.
And that's pocket.
That's it. That's it. We are Super Bowl champions. If this stands.
Look at Jameer.
If this stands.
Wow.
If this stands, we are Super Bowl champions.
What just happened?
If this stands, we are Super Bowl champions.
That was the 2 minute, 16
Look,
second
we stand.
Robert Kraft is not happy.
Super Bowl
champions.
Do you hear this?
Here we go.
Do you hear?
I do. We got it all on tape here, pal.
Oh,
Jameer's excited.
Dripped it.
He messed it up. Right here, look.
He knocked it.
Oh, my God. They just knocked it out of Brady's hand, dude.
Wow.
That's going to be on. They're going to be playing the replay of that all night long.
Right.
They just stopped Tom Brady, dude.
Crazy. Craziness. Don't start celebrating early, guys. You still got 2 minutes.
They have no more timeouts left.
There's no more timeouts left.
New England has
zero timeouts. Look at Tom. Tom Brady's head's down.
New England has zero timeouts. This is your last timeout, the 2 minute warning.
I don't know, man.
That's
this
it.
This is.
Somebody got in the pocket. Somebody got in the pocket.
I just said we've got to get to Brady.
Well,
to make this official,
they got to him.
Look at
that.
New England's a bunch of gypsies. Bunch of damn gypsies.
Well, here you go. I'm sorry. We were at 2:05. I have bad eyes. So now it runs down to the 2 minute warning.
Yeah, it's 2:03. 2:03 left on the clock.
I'm really offbeat. New England had timeouts. I'm sorry. You're right. This game is not over.
It's tense.
You know what you do? Even if you don't have timeouts, you let the game fly.
You
let the game fly. You keep it going as fast as possible.
You
hope for a turnover, right?
They keep showing it. They're showing Tom Brady getting the ball knocked out. They're going to be running that replay all week, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
nobody believed we could win. Nobody believed we could win.
And you know what?
What's up?
If the Eagles win, that dude who went 7 straight, he's going 8 straight. He bet $10 million on the fucking Eagles.
Yeah.
That dude, his entire life
is set.
Is set,
set
on nothing but gambling. And it was in the past 2 years.
He went
7 straight on the World Series, and he bet $10 million that he won on the World Series out of the 11 on the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he's going to fucking double it.
There you
whatever.
Go. Right. Well, we'll know here in about a minute and a half.
Yes.
That dude is loving fucking life. Can you imagine being that guy?
Imagine being in Vegas right now with these guys.
Imagine being in Vegas, right. Exactly.
I know, right? The guy's peeing his pants.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That, I think the doctor called that incognitance.
Right. I wonder if the commercials cost more into the fourth quarter. What do you think, Jameer?
Only if the games are close. Nobody's watching them if it's not.
It's just the beginning. Right? They're only the first half, huh?
Yeah, the first. I mean, yeah. There are never repeats at this junction, but.
No, I bet you the beginning of the game costs more than the end of the game.
Are you serious? Matt Damon's doing a Stellar Artois commercial? Come on,
absolutely.
Matt.
There's no guarantee you're watching a game in the fourth quarter. Everybody's watching at least in the first half.
Right.
Because
of halftime show and all the shenanigans and stuff.
Your four-time commercials are probably not as expensive to run as your first half. So.
Well, Jeep's definitely got their foothold in this game, man.
Yeah, they do.
Where in the hell did Stella Artois come up with $3 million to pay for a commercial?
I don't know, but there's people drinking their beer out of glass.
Right? Out of a
what do they call it?
A fancy glass.
That's all we can come
whatever
up
the
with.
Hell you
there's
call
a name for
things.
It.
I almost
we
want to say craft, but I know that's not
we
a craft.
Suck. Oh, look, tennis.
Hey,
definitely not tennis. There goes the DirecTV.
It's like ping pong with people.
Yeah, old people.
Old people.
But then the DirecTV signal just went out again.
Roscoe, what's good, Roscoe?
Are we on Facebook Live again over there?
Oh, we are.
No way.
Just absolutely. Come on, man.
What are you hogging the camera over there, you bum?
Let me
And his shit's
see.
Always backwards, so it doesn't say Hub Show. It says Bus Show or something.
It says Bus Show.
Bus Show.
It's the Hub Show for all those who see Jameer King Freeze on Facebook.
If you can hear everybody, this is what
you know,
this is who
it's on. You can read the Eagles backwards. It's on his shirt. He plays for the LFN.
It's crazy.
Oh, you know what? That did throw me off.
What's that?
The people are taking pictures in their cars, like doing selfies in their cars.
Oh, nice.
And it totally looks like they're on the they're driving on the other side
like
of the car.
Like they're in England or something, right?
Right? Yeah.
They continue to show the Brady fumble.
Dude, they're going to be playing that all night long, dude.
Hey, Laura.
Look at that. What's that? What's that? Is he partying? What's he doing with his hands?
No, he's like, cool it, baby. Cool it, baby.
Calm down.
Yeah, he's like, don't celebrate just yet.
You got a minute and a half, man.
He knows what's up.
1 minute, 56 seconds. Here we go, Jameer.
Here we go.
Sideline.
Jameer is filming himself watching this.
Where's John at? I need to place my bets.
Here we go.
I'm going to play off to the left, off to the right.
Yeah. They're not betting anymore.
I know, right?
Eagles are holding this
one out. You might want me to bet.
And this is
I've gotten everything wrong tonight.
This may have been premature for me with all these timeouts being left because as it stands now, there's a minute, 30,
right.
Fourth and six. We've got to punt the football back to Brady.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of time left. Scary enough as I prematurely was ranting and raving about.
He's just buying time with the ref.
Oh, yeah, we're just going to take it down to one.
Buying time with the ref is all he's doing.
And then call timeout.
So we're
look at that. He wasted 20 seconds just talking to the ref before he called the timeout.
That's why. We want the clock to tick down.
That should be cheating. That's cheating.
Only if you're a Patriots fan.
Eating ain't cheating.
Look at that.
Sucking ain't fucking.
They're getting ready for the end of the game here,
there's
man.
There's that long run on a short period.
Yeah, that's Chris Canfield from left field. That's the man.
Shay, we missed you. We hope you're good, Shay. We missed you, Shay.
We found another Shay,
though. We're kicking a field goal.
No, there's no other Shay. That one just serves onion rings and beer.
Kicking a field goal.
Our waitresses.
We need this.
Shay.
All good up in here in the American Ale House. Yes. Waitresses were great. Heather was great. There we go. There you go,
that's
Jameer.
That's it.
Is it cemented in or what, Jameer?
No, it's only eight.
No? Only eight?
Only means overtime.
Okay. I hear you.
A minute and six only means overtime.
We're going to follow this game with Jameer, Chris. Because, you know. Look at this cat.
Right? Yeah. This guy over here, he's holding the...
He wants to show you something on his phone.
He's showing me something on his phone.
I don't like dick pics or anything.
Right?
Oh, man.
Hey, if this was a dick measuring contest, you know I'd win.
Maybe he painted it green, too.
I'm
who
an
knows,
elephant
man.
Trunk, baby.
Wow. Left field, Canfield.
Most eligible bachelor in Hagerstown.
If he must say so himself.
I'm telling you, man. He's Mr. Wood.
If he...
He's the carpenter.
If he must say so himself.
Yeah, that's going to be my porn name. The carpenter.
Mr. Wood.
Mr. Wood.
Nail
the
it.
Carpenter.
Oh, man. Look at this.
33-41.
1 minute,
we
5 seconds
41,
on the clock.
41 points up on the Patriots.
Yep.
That is insane.
Chris has already lost his money.
But that's an insane score for the Super Bowl, period. Like, if you're playing the total... The total's up total's up to 74 now. Yeah.
We're under a minute, dude. It's
this is an insanely high-scoring game for a Super Bowl.
It is insanely high. Here comes the GOAT.
Well, there goes the GOAT. They're going to be playing
there
that.
Goes
they're going to
the
be
goat.
Playing that replay all night tonight.
Yeah,
dude.
They are. All over the court.
Oh, it's bullshit. Quit trying to play the fucking tricky stuff.
They had to, man.
They have to. Their back's against the wall here, man.
They've got to do something to get some type of
leverage.
Yeah, 58
seconds to
there.
Do something here, man.
Yeah.
8 point, 41-33, Philadelphia 56. Eagles.
Go down legit. Go
Let's
with skill.
Happens.
Nail it.
Incomplete.
No way. Nobody was there. Oh.
Here we go.
Nobody. He didn't catch it.
Woo-hoo. That dude's flying through the air like an eagle.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
Incomplete.
They're having a rough night.
Man, listen. It's getting beautiful, boys.
Jameer's starting to smile, Chris.
It's getting beautiful, Chris.
He's shaking his leg.
It's getting beautiful.
It's a lifetime.
It's getting beautiful.
Once in a lifetime thing.
It's getting beautiful. It's getting more beautiful by the second, boys.
Look at him.
By the, man,
know,
listen.
You know,
1960.
You know, Dr. Drew says that shaking in your leg comes from an imbalance of dopamine in your spinal cord.
You can call it an imbalance of
syndrome.
Imbalance of no Lombardi trophies in the Philadelphia city. So that's where my shaking comes from.
Okay. And plus, he's nervous about that tattoo he has to get now.
No.
Right?
I'm good with the tattoo.
It's going to hurt, Mom. It's going to hurt, Mom. It's going to hurt, Mom.
Hey, come that's on. That's the way I'd be if I had to get a tattoo.
And we just
right
get him
now
again? Yes! We are shutting it down.
We should have a contest on the Hub Show to guess where Heather puts her tattoo.
We should.
I wasn't listening. I gave her
Jameer
my microphone.
Said right forearm. We got Jameer's location. So Heather says she's not sure where she's going to put it yet.
Oh, snap. Uh-huh. All right. Maybe I should put $100 down on wherever something Heather puts her tattoo.
Hub Show
and
audience,
then I could win all my money back.
Listen, we'll, if you just want to keep giving your money away, you can just write me.
I know, right? Here we go. 39 seconds, dude. This game's over, dude. Jameer, it's happening, man.
It is happening.
It's happening.
It is happening right now.
It's happening.
This is it.
It is happening.
This is it. No huddles. Keep running, boys. Keep running. Keep going, boys.
Run, Forrest, run.
Run, Forrest, run.
Look, man.
Bomb it. Go for the bomb.
Oh, here's laryngitis. He's back.
I'm telling you, man.
Face paint's coming off. That beard's still green, though. It's like St. Patrick's Day up in
the place. His name is Laryn. Jesus.
Okay. Of course, the back of his shirt says Cunningham. We call him Richie. Hey, Richie.
No, that would be Randall.
Whatever.
That's Randall.
I don't care. It's Opie Cunningham right there, man.
Hey, but he's got to move from in front of me, though. Thank you.
The Fonz is about to kick the jukebox.
Hey, Leprechaun.
That's okay. Do this. That's okay.
Hey, Lucky Charms.
That's okay.
First
that's
down.
Okay.
All right. Speed it up, boys.
20 seconds.
Keep coming. Keep
dude, it's okay. Over. Jameer, your dream has come true.
Listen, man, it's never over till it says zero.
It's over.
It's never 20 over
20 seconds, man.
Till it says zero.
Whoever's
it just needs to say zeros, man.
It's over, dude.
Listen, I'm doing a podcast from now on every Super Bowl that the Eagles are in.
We need this.
We need this.
I got remembering lips here, man. Yeah, the guy's got laryngitis.
So what do we got to do
Well,
now?
You're going to get it, dude. It's like,
all right.
It's over. 15.
That's it. Out.
No, it's not.
13 seconds.
Jameer, you really think something's going to happen in 13 seconds? What? I know
they got to go for they have to go for the extra point.
They've got
to
go for two and everything, man. Like this is if it was 9 it's over. 8 it's not.
Look, everybody's like crossing.
I want to be
everybody's crossing their chest like the Catholics.
Listen praying.
To me. We're in the Eagles bar and is anybody chanting like start the buses or it's over?
No.
Like listen, it's just
still
not
here.
Me. It's just not me.
It's everybody.
He's pounding his chest over here. Richie Cunningham.
It's everybody,
He just got done praying, I think.
He was praying. He was on his knee praying, man.
Right? I can't blame him. I've said it a prayer, too.
I didn't know you did.
Come on, man.
I know.
You think Jesus is worried about the Super Bowl?
No, I don't know if he's worried about the Super Bowl, but I pray for everyone's health and safety.
So did the Patriots lose because Shea wasn't here? You know she's going to ride that into the ground.
We miss you, Shay.
She bought a new outfit for this and everything.
She did.
I tell you, she did.
And everything.
Everything. Everything. 13 seconds.
Here comes.
All right,
here comes. 10, 9.
That's incomplete.
Timeout.
No more timeouts. It's just incomplete.
No, I mean, time stopped is what I
Yeah, incomplete pass. Time stopped. Nine
here we go.
Seconds.
Nine times.
9 seconds.
Balls deep.
Every Eagles fan in here is pacing as if.
Yep. Be patient with your servers.
Be patient
announcing.
With your servers now, everybody.
Oh, here everybody. Comes John back again to get his money.
Come on.
Where's my money, bitch?
Where's my money?
Bitch better John's have
like,
my money.
Bitch better have
that's
my money.
That's why he sat down.
Get him. Get Brady. Get him. Is this the last play?
I can't see, but Jeremy, you're the. There we go.
What happened?
And it's over. We are Super Bowl champions. Nobody believed it. It's done. We are Super Bowl champions.
All right, I'm hanging up.
That's don't you dare. Listen.
The Philadelphia
this is,
Eagles
man.
Have done it.
Oh, my goodness.
Chris has lost $70.
Oh,
all right, Jameer. All that
Nick
shit talking
Foles.
Has paid off.
Carson Wentz, Jason Peters.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. It is.
I'm going to turn.
Literally. over as my phone blows up. I'm getting
congratulatories
from everybody.
Wow.
Dude, you waited for this for so long.
Wow, the Patriots spell has been broken, dude.
It's been broken. It's believable.
And look at Tom Brady going back. He's like, ah. Oh. The Philadelphia Eagles, man. Hey, where's the Rocky music? This wouldn't even be playing it, dude.
Yes.
Where's Eye of the Tiger?
Yes.
Gonna fly now.
Yes. We are Super Bowl champions. 2018.
Yep.
Patriots fan, leave quietly. Exit stage right. Patriots fan, exit stage right, please.
Jameer, do all your shit talking now. We have it on record.
You better believe it.
Probably once in a lifetime for you, buddy.
Once, you better believe it.
You don't think next year?
No. Well, I mean, listen.
We hope, right?
I don't even care.
This is good, right?
I could care less. This is it.
This is it.
This is it. It's over.
Oh.
It's over.
What's your ring size? What's your ring size?
I'm not getting a ring.
He's getting a tattoo. No rings.
I'm getting a tattoo. This is crazy, man. Look, at the end. Even at the end, look, there's still a chance. It's irrelevant.
Right.
We are Super Bowl champions. Crazy.
All right, man.
Absolutely crazy, man.
Hey.
There you go.
If you ever want to know anything about sports, bet against me.
I will say this. I'm not a huge football fan, but the fact that I'm in a bar that's devoted to the team that won is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a part of this. You know what I mean? It's history.
I mean,
our man Jameer here is an Eagles fan, the lifelong achievement here for a fan.
Oh, man, listen.
He's high. He's stoked. He's
45 years. I've seen three of them.
He's flying like an eagle right now, aren't you? You're a happy
2004, 2018.
Jameer's
on,
one
man.
Happy camper, man.
Right.
Now the Giants and the Redskins and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We all have something in common now.
All right. There you go.
We all have something. I'm quite sure there's a few grown men in here crying, too.
They're on their knees praying, I'm sure.
There's a few crying, man.
Oh, look at laryngitis is back.
He's
crying.
He is crying.
You don't understand.
His green face paint is starting to smear.
I'm going to shed a tear later on tonight. I'm not going to do it
on
the air.
If you want to do it now, you can.
Absolutely
this isn't
not.
A visual.
Absolutely not.
But for the record, Jameer's going to cry like a bitch tonight because the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Do you understand the level of this?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Hub Show got it done.
Hub Show got it done.
The Hub Show got it done. The Hub Show did it.
We did it. Gotta love it.
The Hub Show.
Gotta love it. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, he's one happy
camper. Listen, the city's going to be bananas. The city's going to be off the chain.
So you're Wednesday, you're in Philly.
They're
putting you on the float.
Man,
listen.
I'm on Broad Street.
You're going to be throwing candy and shit?
Do you know when to be there? When are you going to be there?
Man, I'll find out all the details. I got all my family's there.
Okay.
I'll be there Tuesday
night.
Can
you get us some footage? I know you will.
You better believe
especially if Stallone shows up. You better.
Oh, if we can find it, man. Listen, this is absolutely incredible.
Hey, Tiffany and Company on Walnut and Broad.
Yes.
I'm the maintenance man.
The maintenance man.
Is that his porn name?
No, that's Mr. Wood, the carpenter. That's different. Look at that. That's where she's getting it. No.
Is Heather talking shit?
I don't know what she's talking
about. It's her bar. She's happy.
She should be happy.
Heather, where's the Rocky music? Where's the Rocky music?
Why can't you play music?
Hey,
where's the Rocky
we?
Music?
What are we? What do you mean?
No, what are we?
We're the fucking Super Bowl champions.
There you go. Heather's in the house. Hub Show's in the house. All right, all you Hub Show listeners, or you want to share it and spread the word, we're going to have a contest. We're going to figure out what the prize is going to be. Where does Heather put the tattoo?
Right.
You guys can email it to producer@thehubshow.com.
I'm going producer. Lower right side boob.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Producer@thehubshow.com or Facebook. We are at The Hub Show. Simple. No spaces. We're there. Where does Heather put her tattoo? That's the contest. And to tell you what, if you win, you get free drinks and a meal from the Hub Show right here at the American Ale House in Hagerstown. 49 South Potomac Street.
I'm going left shoulder blade.
Left shoulder blade.
The contest is not open to employees of the Hub Show.
It's got to be.
That means you can't go around asking her where she's going to put it.
Hey, top of the foot might be a good one, too.
Enough
top
tonight,
of the foot
Jameer.
Might
isn't
be a good
enough?
One.
Enough?
No, it's never enough.
Come on.
Yo,
you want free food. That's what it is.
Bowl.
Chicks
you are Super Bowl champions, man. I'm surprised you still got the headphones on. You're not dancing around the room.
I know, man.
All right, you feel like dancing, don't you?
Here's a good rule of thumb. Chicks never go where muscles are. They never go for the bicep. They never go for the calf.
So you're saying what, lower right side boob?
I'm going lower right side
boob. Lower right side
boob,
Chris called it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Come on,
Okay. So the contest is on. Free meal, free drinks right here at the American Ale House. Our choice of date. We'll figure it all out. Where does Heather put her tattoo now that the Eagles have won the Super Bowl?
And my man with his his inverted sweater has done flipped it over to Eagles side.
He was wearing Patriots when he walked in. He was pretty fucked up.
That's a lie.
And he's pretty fucked up.
Eagle sweater. He's had that Eagles sweatshirt on the
See how me and Chris came in here neutral. We aren't wearing nothing sports related.
Trust me. It says Patriots on the inside of that sweater.
It never said Patriots on the inside of the sweater. They don't
Stop
make
defending
like
him,
that.
Man. Look, more. Here you go. Another green beater. Yeah. The green beaters.
Oh, he's got a green.
Wait till next month. He'll be up in here all green and shit.
Absolutely.
You'll be green in here next month, won't you, man? St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patty's
You'll be decked out head to toe. What Maybe you put green paint on,
What are we
man.
Doing for St. Patty's Day?
I don't think we're going to do the American Ale House.
Hope doing something?
I don't know.
We got to do something.
We know us. We just go. We ride this thing week to week. We don't even know what we're doing 2 weeks from now, man. I mean, this Super Bowl thing just came up last week, and here we are, dude. I'm not complaining. It was good times.
We're doing Comic-Con.
We're doing a Comic-Con March 24th, 25th at the Hager Hall here in Hagerstown. We will be there.
That's going to be bad.
Yeah. That's gonna
I
be
am
cool,
so
man.
Down for that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Al Snow.
Al Snow? Yeah.
And
the Hammer. Williams, that guy. He's going to be there, dude. Yeah, Fred the Hammer.
Hey,
Fred the Hammer.
I know you're trying to plug everything, but.
I can't hear you, dude. What?
You can't hear? Can you hear me now?
There you go, yeah.
Good. Check this out. We are 2018 Super Bowl champions.
We know that.
I don't know what else you guys are talking about right now. I have no idea.
We're talking about Heather's tattoo.
It's almost irrelevant.
Fred the Hammer Williams.
We.
Comic-Con.
Al Snow.
Al Snow.
Super. Who is Al Snow?
The wrestler.
Come
Get
on,
with it,
man. Super.
Justin Timberlake
Bowl.
Rocked it today. Huh?
Let's give it up. Let's give it up for JT.
Let's give it up for
we
JT.
We were watching that.
Justin Timberlake was the
we
bomb.
Were spit on when he was up there singing.
I thought I didn't even know he was in the stadium at first. I thought he was in a nightclub.
Chris,
and then he turned around and came out
Chris
in the stadium.
Chris gave us the drunk guy. Took off and went and did Poltergeist, staring at the screen at JT over the drool like a little fanboy. And then he came back afterwards, laughing at us.
We needed our windshield. We needed our windshield wiper blades.
Don't bust on me because I like JT, man.
I'm not mad. Look, JT's a cool dude. I like him. Yeah,
right. And he did a Prince dedication. That was pretty cool. I didn't hear it, but I saw it.
The whole city
cool.
lit up purple.
Appreciate it, Chris. We needed that, man. We needed it. Much appreciated.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know.
All right, bottom line, in case you don't know yet, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Jameer's happy.
Man.
Jameer's getting a tattoo.
Yes.
Heather's getting a tattoo.
Yes, she is.
Some lucky winner's going to get a free meal and drinks here at the American Ale House if he finds out, or he can tell us, pick the right spot where Heather's going to put that tattoo. We're not even gonna know until a couple weeks from now. So our guess is as good as yours and vice versa. So.
I think she said she's having a tattoo party here at the Ale House.
She's going to have it here at the Ale House?
I think that's what she said.
She's right behind you, but she's trying to figure out the jukebox.
She is trying to figure out the jukebox.
And look, the fire department's outside again, man.
Right?
Man, I'm telling you, this is awesome.
A green fire, right? Right, Jameer?
Green fire.
Green fire. You
green
like that. Look
fire.
At that.
If she's putting a tattoo on her left lower boob, I better get myself a tattoo gun.
Well, this guy's worried about where she's getting her tattoo at.
That's Chris left field Canfield, buddy. Mr. Wood.
Yep.
Mr. Wood if he could.
Yeah,
there you go.
What if he could?
All right, we'll find out.
Yep.
We're going to get with Heather, find out what else is going to go on here in the Ale House. We've been promoting it. We'll be back. We'll figure out what dates we're going to be back here, what events. And, we have a good time. This is great.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if Canfield could chuck wood?
I don't know, dude. I give up. I'm about to shut your mic off, though. I'll tell you what.
I'm out.
Jay, right. Thanks for having
Chris
me, man.
Chris Canfield, Jameer King. Shay, we missed you.
We missed
what
you,
What the
Shay.
Hell happened, Shay? Nonetheless.
Nonetheless.
Been good times. 49 South Potomac Street, American Ale House. Thanks to Heather. Thanks to Terrence. Thanks to Rod Irish for making this all happen. The Hub Show. We will be back.
Peace.
Look out for In the Cuts. It's coming back.
In the Cuts Sports is coming back.
In the Comeback Sports
right.
is coming back.
We're going to do it right.
All right.
And
let's
peace
do it right.
to Carlos.
Carlos.
And hey, we got coming on. Yep. Takesha Martinez coming on this week. Yeah. We got Tarek Higgins coming on, the comedian. He'll be on here this week. So good times on the Hub Show. Some big ups to Philadelphia Eagles.
2018 NFL Super Bowl.
And our man Jameer is going to go to a parade and
Champions.
Send back pitchers.
You
and
damn skip.
He's going to run the steps, raise his arms, and
I've
victory.
Already been up the Rocky steps. I don't need that.
Did you run it, though?
As a kid, I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, not as an adult. There's a lot of damn steps right now.
Nah, man. All we have are microphones, pal. No,
we got a microphone. Laryngitis. Laryngitis.
Fire over here. Look at Jameer's mic. His mic is on fire.
Yeah, it is.
Green fire.
Green.
All right, we're out of here.
Fire.
Hub show. Hagerstown. Keep your head up.
Yes.
Super Bowl 52.
Yep.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later.
Adios.
Peace.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.